Hello friends, welcome to Mega Sky FM. Thank you for listening me. Today let's talk about 10 days to faster reading summary. 10 days to faster reading is the after effect of America's main speed perusing master collaborating with the Princeton Language Organization. Over the range of 10 days, it urges you to run different understanding tests, so you can sort out which awful perusing propensities you need to relinquish, which great ones will help you and what perusing strategies you've proactively dominated. Whether you assume you miss the mark on time, the consideration, or the memory to appropriately peruse, this book provides you with a stretch of rope to clutch and haul yourself into a more healthy place. Very much like evident efficiency doesn't mean doing everything, except doing it quicker, being a productive peruser doesn't mean perusing all that grounds before you. The simplest method for perusing more is to peruse less of the stuff you don't have to. Guessing is nourishment for the thoughts and very much like a decent eating routine expects you to get a sense of ownership with what you put in your mouth, you'll likewise need to support what you put in your mind. The writers recommend you pose yourself two essential inquiries before truly perusing anything longer than a tweet. For what reason am I understanding this? For what reason do I want the data that is in here? The main inquiry assists you with sorting out whether or not you're simply overhauling another person's solicitation, or your own longing of having the option to say, I have understood that. For instance, since you neglected to peruse the 2014 business report for the beyond 2 years doesn't make it applicable now, so you should throw it. The subsequent one dives into whether you'll really utilize what you read. For instance, a logical paper that could end up being useful to you tackle a significant issue one of your clients has ought to most likely outweigh your kid's schoolwork survey, particularly in the event that your child is now understudy. Subject all that you're going to peruse to a review, it very well may be sufficient. This won't work with fiction books, however for everything true to life, it helps a ton. By getting an outline of what's going on with a book or article, you'll get a superior feeling of the master plan and sort out what parts will be pertinent for you to peruse in any case. Very much as you don't need to peruse all that winds up in your grasp, you don't need to peruse all that is in anything you really do choose to peruse. This is how it's done, peruse the title, foreword and text on the back fold, trailed by skimming the file. Then, leaf through the parts and check out at the headings and subheadings. Peruse the main sentence of sections or parts that appear to be intriguing. Subsequent to doing this, you'll as of now have a fear of what might be said abouts to come, which makes you less inclined to need to reread lines and sections as you go through. As indicated by the creators, seeing can surrender you to 40% of the data, and at times that is all you really want. For instance, a book like The One Thing has one overwhelming and explicit message, which you can get quickly leveled. That doesn't make the remainder of the book awful or pointless, yet contingent upon the overall setting it very well may be all you really want for the present, until you return to the book later. Center around significant watchwords to get a handle on sentences without understanding them. You could take a gander at the whole illustration above and quickly let me know its center focal point, without perusing a solitary sentence. Why would that be? Since I've bolded the main watchwords. By simply taking a brief look at the passage above, you'd immediately perceive that taking a gander at title, foreword, backfold text and record provide you with an incredible sea of a book. Typically, our eyes hop around while perusing, however. By following a steady stream of catchphrases, you can peruse all the more fluidly. These catchphrases are many times longer than 3 letters and convey the significance of the sentence. This is more straightforward in texts with featured parts, like this outline, yet with a little preparation you can utilize this technique even without specific visual direction. I hope you have enjoyed the summary. Thank you.